Well, as the humanitarian crisis in Gaza and the violence in the occupied West Bank continue, attention is turning to what rebuilding a functioning health system might look like. One Australian-backed initiative hopes that healthcare can do more than save lives. It can also build trust. A delegation of Palestinian health leaders from Project Rosana is visiting Australia this week, hoping to improve skills and discuss ways to boost cooperation between the occupied Palestinian territories and Israeli health institutions. Dr. Yasmin Abu Afraya is a Palestinian citizen of Israel who works as an internal medicine doctor and in strategic partnerships for global NGO IsraAid in Jerusalem. She's part of the delegation and joins me now from Melbourne. Yasmin, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you, Sally. It's great to be here.
What's Project Rosana? How does it work?
So it's really an Australian registered and based organization that supports the Palestinian healthcare system and operationally works mostly in the West Bank and Gaza. And it's basically a health diplomacy organization. The idea is that we all care about humanity and about taking care of patients. And this is what brings us together as medical providers and allows Israelis and Palestinians to work together.
Who funds this project?
So the Australian government gave recently a significant grant, but also many other private donors, which is great. And I think we need to have more of that, people who care about humanity and humanitarian aid.
Project Rosana talks about healthcare diplomacy. What does that mean?
So basically, the idea is that the most common denominator is saving lives and taking care of people in need. So, for example, the terrible humanitarian crisis in Gaza brought a lot of people all around the world to work together, and specifically Palestinians and Israelis, to make sure that aid is getting into Gaza. And the idea is to use health as the common thread to bring people together, to build trust, to be able to talk about difficult things, to bring training skills, for example, to places that are in need, especially when the Palestinian healthcare system is really near collapse. In Gaza, it's almost totally destroyed. In the West Bank, it's in a very dire situation. So we're trying to use, health and the needs of really underserved populations to bring medical providers to work together on these issues.
You travel into the West Bank every week as what's known as a protective presence. Can you describe what you've been seeing firsthand of the conditions there?
Of course. So first, I'll tell you that ever since October 7th, the number of checkpoints in the West Bank has grown to more than 900. It means that, even a 20-minute drive will take 2 to 3 hours for Palestinians, which really limits their access to healthcare. And also the number of settlements and illegal outposts increased significantly, which brought an increase in violent events or terrorist attacks against Palestinian villagers and Palestinian farmers, especially in the southern Hebron Hills and in the northern part of the West Bank. And there are many nonprofits and NGOs, and I'm an activist on these organizations who come to provide protective presence, which means exactly what it says. So it's like we really protect Palestinians with our bodies, because sadly, the authorities do not do that. They do not protect Palestinians from terrorist attacks by settlers. And people, their shifts 24/7. In some of the places. But honestly, you can see people from like very young age to very old age, from inside Israel, who come and provide some relief to Palestinians, but specifically are there to sit with them and make sure that they're not getting hurt by settler violence.
Given the deadly consequences of the attacks on October 7th and the subsequent conflict in Gaza, do you encounter some people who say this is beyond that. They're not interested in cooperation on issues like healthcare and others. They don't want to reach across.
Of course, I hear it all the time. Obviously, I heard it more right after October 7th because the trauma was still in its, you know, its ongoing event. But I find it very difficult to say something like this or to accept it. We're all human beings, and I think we have our hearts are big enough to be able to think in solidarity and care about pain, both in the Israeli side and the Palestinian side. I can tell you that I was working in a hospital, in the hospital that got all the injured people on October 7th, and they were both Jews and Arabs, both the patients and the providers. And our hearts are big enough to care about both sides. I don't even think it's two different sides, right? We need to care about everyone's health. The right to health is a human right, and the right to food and shelter and the right for freedom and to be free from being bombed is all are human rights. This is kind of like what we're trying to do in Rosanna is to remember and remind people that these are really basic things to get people good health care and humanitarian aid.
Yasmin, best wishes for the visit to Australia. Thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.